Hello and welcome to Hood Dad Hippie Mom. This is episode 5.
Yes, it is.
I am Lago Milagros. And we have...
Ale.
Yeah, and we are getting ready to bring you a new episode focused specifically on homeschooling tips.
And resources.
And resources, but particularly for new parents. Or not new parents.
Or if you didn't know.
Or yeah, maybe you don't know. Maybe you're just starting out with homeschooling. Being that it's 2020 and education is kind of crazy right now, we know a lot of parents out there are starting to take on this homeschooling journey. And we just want to share some tips that we have. We don't have all the answers, but we figured why not share some of the stuff we know.
Right? And if you know some that we don't know, sharing is caring. And the more we know, the wealthier we all are.
Put us on, too.
Yeah, let me know.
Because we want to know. But we decided to do this because we have some friends that we know. And we've seen a lot of people asking online questions. And they want to know, like, what they can, what they can't do. Like, what they have access to, what they don't. And, you know, there's stuff that I didn't know. Like, you know, and we've been finding out. We just found out about certain stores and stuff. But I figured why not start out with, like, the way that, you know, homeschooling parents can get discounts at stores. And like
it's like the teacher discounts. So now they're honoring like Barnes and Nobles and Apple. Big names. Apple, Michaels, Staples.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Target, I think, also has one. So if they honor teachers, you could look in. Sometimes, usually now, they've included homeschoolers, which is a nice victory for homeschoolers because I don't think this always existed. So that's a little savings that you could get between 10% to 20% off.
Yeah, 10% to 20%. And I mean, that's savings right there, especially if you're getting more expensive stuff. You need kind of supplies for the kids or even for yourself. Take advantage of that and save at home.
Yeah, my husband loves that saving sometimes.
That's right. All you got to do is have your homeschooling affidavit, right?
Yeah, you present your affidavit to the store with an ID, and they usually have like some paperwork you fill out, and that's it. You got your membership as a teacher discount.
That's right. And if your parents out there, take advantage of this, because I mean, you're saving money there, and it's pretty cool that they're doing that. And like we said, there's Apple and Michaels and Barnes and Noble and
Staples and Target.
I'm sure there's more.
There's so, Bookman's here in Arizona.
Yeah, Bookman's here gives you some discounts. And if you know of any more, let us know, because we're trying to sign up for them and get discounts if we go there.
Yeah, we shop small businesses too sometimes, like Bookman's. Yep. So small shops might have, which would be nice to know about too.
Yeah, Bookman's is a local bookstore that also has like games and movies and
music
and
instruments.
They have a bunch of cool stuff, and so they also do the discount, and you get it if you're a homeschooling parent. So I guess right off
but
the
you
bat,
also get that one for kids too if you're not a homeschooler. So before we had the kids homeschooling affidavit, we had the kids club.
That's right,
for the kids. So there's also another perk there too.
Yeah, but then you have to pick one or the other.
And you want your homeschool teacher one, clearly.
Yeah, because it gives you more. But yeah, they give that. And if you, you know, all you need is that letter. And if you go out and, you know, try to sign up for those things and save some money, and it's pretty cool, you know, and get yourself some supplies, get the kids some supplies, and make homeschooling a little bit more fun.
And affordable.
That's right. That's for sure. I mean, I don't know what other kind of cool benefits like that there are where you could get discounts, but that's right off the bat the first thing that I can think of is I'm always thinking about how to save money.
I know sometimes there's homeschool field trips and you can save money on that, like when they go up to do apple picking in the fall. I don't know if that would happen because we're all talking about things that occurred before all this.
That's right.
So last year there was groups that would go up for discounted dates, they would have homeschool days.
That's right. Like the zoos.
The zoos,
jumping places, like where they go.
Yeah, certain places had it. I remember apple picking. I remember like he's saying like a jump house had it. The zoo has maybe a day aquarium. Somebody, I think it's more the aquarium and Legoland do it.
Yeah, there's like a places where you could take your kids, find out if they have like a homeschool day or homeschool hours or something like that. Usually it's during the middle of the week. It tends to be the slowest time, being that kids are supposed to be in school, but they usually give some sort of
discounted rate, which can help out in the long run.
Which can help out. And then the cool thing about that too is not only that you get a discounted rate, but if you go on the homeschooling days, chances are you're going to meet other homeschooling parents.
And you can socialize.
Yeah, so you get to like mingle with other parents and see if kids make friends and then, you know, network and connect and try to build like that within the community as well.
Yeah, that's how you try to make friends.
Yeah, you find out like, hey, it's Wednesday at 11 in the morning. Chances are you guys homeschool.
Yeah. If it's not, and you're like, oh, really? So what you do then?
Exactly. And that's like a good way to, you know, kind of meet
get
other
to
people.
Know people.
Because one of the things, I guess, one of the challenges that we've faced being
homeschooling family.
Yeah, is the fact that it's hard to find other homeschooling families without, you know.
Because we don't have a close large family.
Yeah, because we're not from here, so we're like kind of foreigners, and so we don't really have large community here. So we have found it like that, like we're saying, like at places where they have homeschooling events and where we take the kids out. But being that it's like 2020, you know, all that kind of stuff is kind of iffy anyhow. But I mean, we're still seeing people out.
Yeah, we still have our nice little homeschool community, which we've created along the years, which is nice that we've stuck with some families.
Yeah.
And we've seen the growth of our kids all together, which is nice.
Right. And I guess another tip besides the savings there is, I mean, the other day we were in Sedona, which was really cool.
Yes.
We went on a long, long hike. And with the kids, we went with some friends, and we were having fun. The kids were having a blast, which was awesome. And, you know, we were talking to our friends about how, like, you know, this is homeschooling. And
yeah, so we had our two kids and they had their two kids.
Yeah.
So there was four kids. And these four kids have never interacted before. This was their first time meeting each other. So
yep.
It was a lot of firsts, like their first time hiking.
But they hit it off right away.
Yeah, and it was cool. Just, like, beautiful to watch because the other family was a little worried that their kids might be a little shy in front of our kids. And it's like, kids just know how to act with each other. You don't have to teach them nothing.
Yeah.
They just be like, hey, what's up? What's up? You like this? Cool.
Exactly. And I bring that up because, I guess tip number two. I mean, the first one is go out and find out
your savings.
About your savings and what you can get and how you can save on certain things. But, you know, the second one is the fact that
classroom is everywhere.
Classroom is everywhere. Like, take advantage of that. You know, if you're outside with your kids, you know, there's always teaching moments. You know, there's always something that you can learn. Even crossing the street, right? Like, there's something to pay attention there, and you can teach real life skills. Like, when we were out, you know, we were looking at the animals. We saw some different animals.
We encountered our first snake. And the kids got to see it and got to see it, like, coiling up a lizard and, like, doing what it does in nature because we were in nature.
Yeah.
So we all just left the snake to do what it had to do, and we left it in peace and continued on and said, find a new location.
Which was really cool for them to see. And then...
and they wanted to see animals, too. They were, like, pretty excited when they would see a lizard and stuff.
They were trying to catch lizards, which was really cool as well. And they also wrote with the clay rocks, and they found out how certain, you know, how they could write on certain rocks with the clay that was there in nature. And, you know, the water, we got to swim and do all that kind of good stuff as well. But they're learning about nature, learning about animals.
Real life.
And then we were talking about, you know, there's people on the trail, and so they're learning how to communicate with people out there as well, how to, you know, kind of move to the side, keep to the side, and all the kind of safety measures. How when you're walking, you should stomp if you have a walking stick and do that kind of stuff to let...
hiking etiquette.
Yeah, the hiking etiquette, exactly. But survival.
Survival, because, like, you're learning your water intake.
We're out here in the desert, and there's rattlesnakes and all kinds of stuff, and there's heat that can kill you. And so, You know, just being able to survive the elements, teaching them those things is important because we've seen kids who have been out there who are dehydrating in the sun. Yeah. They don't even have basic like survival skills. And so those things I think are just as important as reading and writing.
Reading and math stuff. And yeah. And they're also learning about like temperature and like weather, like those things are just like there
because it kept like raining and then stopping.
It was sun showering on us at one point,
yeah, which was really cool.
And then it was really cloudy, like when we first started, it was really cloudy, so they got to experience like hiking in the clouds. So they like bulldozed it in the beginning because of the weather, and they were like, yeah. And then the sun came out, and the rain came out, and they got to explore all that in one day.
Exactly. And the key is...
And they got to explore nature. Like, that's really the key in that, is because they were looking at all the trees and, like, they found sap in a tree and they found, like, a different color bark. And we tried to figure out why that bark was that color, and exploring berries and stuff growing on trees and what would eat it, like, making guesses and scientific measures, kind of.
Yeah, we're being conscious. Like, we're being...
We also let them do it.
No, but I mean, like, we're conscious in the sense of, like, you know, we are aware that everywhere is the classroom. The world is a classroom. And, you know, and that's why it's, like, I guess tip number two, because, I mean, sometimes we can forget that. I mean, everywhere is a classroom. When you're at the supermarket, right, with the kids, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're going through the fruits and the vegetables, and they're picking them, and they know how to pick them, but they're learning their fruits, they're learning their vegetables. When they're smaller, they learn their colors and their shapes, right? And you can teach them these things with real
life stuff.
Yeah, with real life stuff. It doesn't have to be in a notebook. It doesn't have to be there, like, hey,
look at a picture.
Yeah,
you can like this is what cilantro looks in a book. It's like, hey, go get me the cilantro. Exactly. What does that look like? Okay, it's the green bushy one, and it has a smell like this. And
I'm saying,
that's and then he goes and looks for it. It's like
no, but like that. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, like, when you think about it, and if you're, you know, with as a parent, just being conscious of all that, you know, everything is a teaching moment. You can, you know, and if as long as you're there and aware of it, and realize that you can be taught as well, like, you know, you're learning as well. We're learning all these all different the time. Things, yeah. And so, don't be afraid to incorporate the world into your teaching in the classroom. And the kids, you know, it's a good way to get your kids on that kind of wavelength to appreciate it. And if you see, like, I go take the kids out for a walk almost every day,
yeah,
and now when we're going, you know, they're like paying attention to everything. They're like, hey dad, look at these ants, and oh, look at over here, and look at the cloud, and oh man, look at this. And they're paying attention to so much,
and they're free thinkers.
Yeah. And I love that, and I think that, you know, parents out there might find that beneficial. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm trying to think of what other kind of tips.
So people always ask about curriculum and those kind of resources.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could get curriculum and you could do that route and pick a secular or religious one. And there's different kind of places you could look, and names are like The Good and the Beautiful is a curriculum I've heard of. Abeka is another one. I've heard of Time for Learning. So there's like different places you could look and explore your options.
Right. So for the, I guess for the parents who are not so the hippie mom life, like, but you know, there's.
That need more structure, because yeah, people like structure. So if you want more of a structured
This environment. Is the beauty of it. Like, the beauty of homeschooling is that you can make it fit your life, your family, free. And you know, what you want. If, like what you're saying is, you know, like, some people are more structured. They need to follow, you know, chapter one, you know, section A and whatever. And here, let's get this.
And that's cool. That works for you.
And there's a lot of different curriculums out there that you can choose from.
And those are just a couple of names.
There's some secular. There's some religious as well. So if religion is a big part of your family, and you want to incorporate God in your teaching, you can do that as well. It's your kids. It's your family. It's your...
how you see fit for you.
It's your belief. And you can incorporate that. And, you know... that's an option. But if not, let's say, you know, structure isn't like something that...
So
you...
like me, I am not. I'm an unstructured homeschooler, I guess.
Yeah.
But a lot of nature-based also, I would assume. But we, what I do is I look for, kind of like there's also these things called unit studies. So I kind of unit study with the kids.
Right.
Like when we focus on our growing our butterflies, that's a unit. And we study just the butterfly and the life cycle and watch it evolve and watch nature right there before our eyes every single day. So that's a unit study kind of thing we do. And this year we're going to do a little bit more of it, which is pretty exciting because I asked the kids some topics. So we're going to research that. And for that, I use different websites and they're usually free or you can pay for them. So it's up to you where your budget is.
Yeah.
And it's teachersforteachers.com. And it's started by a teacher. And then now all these other teachers have submitted their works.
So basically, yeah, there's curriculums on there. They have free ones, free sort resources, but they also have more paid versions.
Yeah, and you could.
And yeah, like it's depending on like what you're saying, your budget and what you want to, how much you want to spend. Because that's the other thing too. Like you can go on the kind of more affordable route. You can just, you know, if you can't afford to buy books, you can go to the library.
The library is the biggest supporter to homeschoolers, because think about all the books you could get. So like if we were studying space, I could rent out space books.
And the library here like lets you take out like 20 books, is it?
No, I think the kids get like 50 books each.
Yeah, see, like 50 books is a lot of books.
Yeah, and like we're not reading through that. So
exactly,
we take
and
out,
our kids read a lot. And
yeah,
so, and we still take out and we use that. So also don't think that, you know, you have to be spending.
Yeah, you don't have to spend the money.
But, you know, if you can spend and you can have some extra, it's just more resources for your kids and more tools and more things. Doesn't mean that they're going to be lackluster. In today's world with the internet and technology, there's so much there too. So many resources available to us that that's one of the things that I'm always talking about, how education has changed and like the game has changed, right? Because no longer do you need to go into a building to get the knowledge. Like, the knowledge is everywhere.
I saw your fingertips, literally.
Everything. Like, so the stuff besides the world being the classroom, like, the stuff that you don't know and you want to find out and all that is right there. And
yeah,
so,
our son always asks me, like, hey, Mom. And he'll ask me a question. I'll be like, I don't know. He'll be like, Ma, get on Google. It's right there.
No, my kid is learning how to do Google Voice. And, like, search.
Yeah,
search,
man. It's answers. So crazy.
But I mean, like, it's
he's learning.
He's learning. And that's the... And that's the way, like, you know, we're not going to be having to memorize stuff anymore, because that's just an old kind of antiquated way of education. You know, education has to change. I think it's going to lead to more specialized form. But at this point in time, we're in like a change, right? And so...
revolution.
It's transforming before our eyes, if you realize. Like, it's changing just... based on how kids are sitting and their masks and all that. But it'll soon be changing for other things, because I just don't think it's going to be this way forever. So I think that homeschooling is the best way. And so this way you're in full control of, you know, what's happening.
Yeah. I don't think I'm opposed to the public school system, though, because I think maybe in older years, like high school, that could be maybe beneficial for sports and academics and peers, and just so that you feel like you're getting something that you feel like you're lacking. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like we don't also have to make that decision right now, and we have plenty of time to figure that out.
Definitely.
Which is what I love about homeschooling, is being able to just figure out what works for us.
Yeah, because that's
and this works right now.
The other tip, I guess, now kind of led into it was, you know, you don't have to stay homeschooling.
You're not stuck.
So if you're seeing it, if it becomes too much, you know, or if you feel like, you know, putting your kids back in school is better for you and your family, then that's another thing. Let's say you're listening and your kids are not being homeschooled and you're contemplating it, you know, you're thinking about it out there, you can at any time take your kids out to homeschool as well.
Yeah, you could take your kids out to homeschool, or you could put your kids back into the education
system.
That's
right. It's not.
It works both ways. The door is never closed.
That's right.
It's not.
You don't gotta wait till the start of the school year, till the end of the school year. You could do it whenever, wherever we're meant to
be together. I'll be there.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Shakira. But no, it's all about finding what feels good for you guys, because you could easily be like, yes, I'm gonna homeschool, woo, rah, rah, rah. And then get there and be like, this is a disaster. Yeah. Peace out. I tried it, but I couldn't. Or you could be like, this is a disaster, and whatever modes of education you're currently doing, because there's so many, and then come into homeschool and be like, I could breathe.
I also think that, like, it's important to, you know, know, like, the kind of kids that you have. And so, and I say that because...
So, saying that makes me think about deschooling. So, the children that are coming out of public school education systems, you don't know how your child has been taught this timing. Mm-hmm. So, you get to learn who your child is and how your child learns.
Right.
And
right.
What you're saying. So, you could find time, like... whatever time period you want to use, mm-hmm. and figure out like the truths and what your likes and whatever you need to figure out about your child, if he's really good at math or science or art or who knows.
Yeah.
And you get to learn who your child is through figuring out how to homeschool.
Right. And because I think it's important. I mean, like knowing, I think in general education, like, what we have to realize is we have to learn how we learn, right? And by that is, like, that's number one. Like, we can't get anywhere until we figure out how we learn. Some people learn through visuals. Some people learn through, you know, like, watching
and doing. A big believer in not one size does not fit all. Like, we're all individuals.
Of course. And that's what I'm saying. But, like, we have to figure that out. And so once we figure that out, we grow up, we have our jobs, whatever the heck. Yeah. Now it's our kids, right? And so... they have to learn how they learn, but it's our job, I believe, as parents to kind of understand that, right? Because our kid, you know, pay attention. Like, we just saw that with our kid the other day, right? Like, with Miho, he had to see you do that move at the park.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were trying to explain it to him, right? Like, you were using your words, and he was just like,
And I was like, okay. And then he said, you can't do it. Like,
he said, you do it then, huh? That's what he said. Oh, yeah. He said, you do it then, huh?
Thinking I couldn't do it.
And then you went, and then you did it. So
it clicked for him. That visualization of me doing it clicked in his mind. He was like, oh, I could totally do it. And totally did do it.
You know, he's learning because he's watching. And you know, and that's something that us as parents have to understand, that, you know, you got to do is show him. That's why a lot of kids might be that way too, because we're growing up in the YouTube era where kids are seeing things and they're just seeing, that's how they're learning, right? And emulating and stuff. Our kid sits there and watches, like, people draw, and so he's emulating the same.
Shout out to Art Hub, because they really do a great job at teaching how to draw.
Yeah.
Because I can't draw stick figures, so I give them kudos to helping my son excel in his art form. See, my daughter is joining. Okay,
I think that leads us to the next tip. I don't know what number we're up to at this point, but
we're like 4 or 5.
Anyway, but this tip is the fact that, you know, it...
Use your resources.
Yeah, like you're saying, like, you know, people, just because you can draw, let's say your kid likes to draw, doesn't mean that he can't draw. Like, you know, put on, there's a, like, Art Hub, is it?
I believe so.
Well, the guy goes on there, he draws a bunch of, like, the kid's favorite cartoon characters.
But his kids are right next to him.
His kids are right next to him, and they're doing it alongside with him.
And his kids range from, like, a teenage to, like, a 3-year-old preschool, so it's pretty good range.
And then they have like a good view of the camera, and you get to kind of
go along with them.
Along with it, and they get to pause it, and it's cool, and our kids love it, and they do awesome art.
Which is, I count that for art class, because I'm not drawing stick figures, so my kids outdraw me all the time now, which is beautiful. I love it. Yeah. You're better than me.
Exactly, and there's all kinds of stuff like that.
And that's a free resource.
Free resource where they get like basically art class.
By at home. Guy.
Yeah. And they really enjoy it. They really like it. And because they get to draw some of their favorite cartoon characters, and, you know, they come in here to the office all the time and like, Dad, look what I drew. And
we have like 5 million pieces of work of art.
I love it. It makes me so happy. That's why I'll keep buying paper until they kill all the trees.
Aww.
But I love it.
But now we've taught them digitally. Remember, like, we took out the iPad, and we're trying to teach also the new age too. Like, we believe in paper and pencil is important.
Yep.
But we also know that we live in a digital age, so you've taught them how to get on an iPad and draw.
That's right. And keep the make digital art as well. And because I feel like it's both, like you're saying. Like, I think it's important to know the antiquated ways of holding a pen and writing your name and drawing on paper, but it's also important to know how to type and, you know, send the email. And so little by little, I feel like, you know, trying to incorporate that.
Giving them the best of both worlds.
And that also, apart from the education and just like the scholarly, is you get to instill in your kids like your morals and your values and your perspectives and your perceptions on life. And I think that's super important because
they're sponges.
They are sponges, especially in the climate that we're living in, where things are super
hectic
and kind of hostile. I think that, you know, being, you know, the kids being at home, you being able to kind of guide them is a beautiful thing, and as opposed to them being out in the world insecure, masked up, and just not knowing what's going on, right? And like I feel for like the little kids who are out experiencing school for the first time in these kind of conditions. It kind of sucks, I feel. I mean
yeah, because like I remember my first day of kindergarten, it definitely wasn't that, you know. My first day of kindergarten wasn't sitting in front of a computer that I might not even know how to use.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think our kids would know how to use, like, a mouse computer, really. Like,
right.
So, I think about that. And then I do think about all the kids that are going in person that have to be 6 feet away, can't look at their friend, have a mask on. Like, and I think about those babies.
And like I'm saying, also, like, just the morals of how we treat people, how we...
Difference of opinion is okay.
Yeah, like differences of opinion, but like, yeah, treating people, like waiting, like not interrupting people, like saying excuse me.
Holding the door open.
Yeah, like just people skills that a lot of people don't have, because and you know, just trying to develop, you know, they're the future. We're raising the future. And so like they're one day, I tell the kids that all the time, like, you know, one day you guys are going to be adults and you're going to have your own lives and all that stuff.
And they think it's like crazy, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, in the meantime, like, you know, I'm trying to just make sure that you guys grow up to be
the best possible human beings
that they can be. Yeah. And just, I love them as much as I can, you know.
And protect them as we can, but we have to teach them real life also.
Yeah. And
I think we teach them a lot of real life, like, right, when we're out, they're not just around their peers, they're around grown-ups and elders, and
yeah,
you got the whole spectrum.
Yep.
So they know how to talk to an older person, and I think that makes people in like supermarkets and stuff like them, kind of thing. Like, these are funny kids because like they talk back to them, you know. They're not shy. They're like, yeah, uh-huh, this is my clothing line, I have a YouTube channel.
That's right. I was just thinking there was a little bit of trouble, but no, I think we're good.
Oh.
Everything's good.
So what tip are we up to?
Yeah, like five. Yeah. I don't know. But we've been given some good ones.
Oh, on a cool place where you might not even know to look for, like, curriculums. Mm-hmm. It's not just, like, on websites brand new. There's used sites for them, too. Like, you could buy them secondhand.
Oh, yes.
Or you could look on like
Even the used bookstores sometimes have
some stuff that you could pick up, some goodies you could find.
Yeah.
You could also get them like through Facebook Marketplace and like offer up.
Now that you say that,
yeah.
Also join Facebook groups. I mean, there's a lot of Facebook groups.
Like co-ops and play dates, park dates, kind of.
And they're usually based by, you know, city or state and stuff like that. And so, if, you know, try to find some Facebook groups and see if you can, you know, find some people. You know, like,
I've tried it out. And it's been a couple.
And I think it's cool because not necessarily just to meet and network people, but sometimes people are sharing, like, events that are happening. They sometimes are sharing things that are happening in the community, places that you can go.
Field trips.
Like, hey, let's all meet up here on this day, and it's a special discount.
Yeah.
And then you go, and, you know, you have a good time, or you meet some other people, and you grow like that. Kids have a blast. You learn about new things, new places you can go, and, you know, try to find that out as well. No?
Yeah. We did that last year, which was fun, because we met some cool homeschoolers through those groups.
Yeah.
We got to participate in some fun things that I wouldn't have thought of, that somebody else had the brains to think of. And they were sharing their wealth. So I say, yeah, for real. Join a group.
Yeah, try to find some.
It's so weird, though, because right now I feel like a lot of that is all virtual, so it's...
Yeah, even if it's virtual, I feel like people are, like, would still share...
yeah, if that's your thing, go for it. I'd rather be outside right now, but...
No, I mean, like, even they'll share stuff that, you know, places like... You know, that are, you know,
let's yeah, say, like, the Nutcracker's coming to town and they're having discounted tickets.
There you go.
They'll exactly. Share that, yeah.
And then you want
it's a nice plug.
Yeah, exactly, because... You can't really go buy everything.
Nah, man, it's a lot of stuff.
Too much stuff going on. And if you're out there homeschooling your kids, chances are you're probably not on Facebook all day. But
no.
That's why, you know, it's just sometimes easier to join a group that is catered specifically for certain things. And then you can just, whenever you do have a time to check it, just go on there and see.
Yeah, I see the announcements and stuff.
Yeah, it's as opposed to trying to scroll through a timeline or search and stuff. Because part of homeschooling is being tired and realizing that
it's not sunshines and rainbows every day either, guys.
Yeah, because it's not all, you know, it's yes, the world is the classroom. Yes, you can go out and get stuff, but you know, there's also things that these kids got to learn, you know, and it's the reading and it's the writing and it's the math, and there's things that, you know, like it or not, you know,
the basics, I feel like.
Yeah, the basics of survival. Like, I tell the kids, like, you need to know how to write, you need to know how to read, you need to know how to do math.
I'm sorry, you might not like it.
You might not like it.
Angry but, with me right now, but you'll be appreciative in the future.
Yes, and it's important, and you know, it's just like the. Those things need to happen, and so, you know, as the parent, it's
our
a different
duty.
Relationship when you are responsible for that than like a teacher, where the responsibility is on them.
But it's not only on them, because you should also be doing it at home. But
you
feel
should.
Yes, they have a way bigger impact than a parent does.
Right, because you're here kind of when it's that dynamic.
When it's a homeschool dynamic.
No, when it's a school dynamic, it's. It's like the you have like somebody else who's outside of the home, and you guys kind of have each other's back, and you could be like, you're gonna get in trouble, and there's like a whole different thing. But like if it's at home, that kind of gets eliminated, and you are the principal and the vice principal and the dean
and the nurse
and the nurse, and you're everything. And so, you know, it's developing that kind of relationship and understanding how to
balance being both
being both exactly, and so which is beautiful. That's why we're still learning. You know,
yeah, every day is a new day.
Any other tips?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other ones, but I don't know. These are some good ones, I think.
I don't know. I think these are pretty decent. And also going to like zoos and museums, that's like learning right there. It's a field trip where you're really learning. Like every time we go out, the kids always want to read all the displays. So we stand there and read them, and the knowledge is right there, and they get to have fun at those places. They don't know they're learning sometimes.
I can't stress enough how important reading is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're homeschooling, be reading to the kids. Like,
yeah.
if they're not reading yet, try to read to them. If they are reading, try to get, you know, and try to find stuff that they like. There's so many books out now, like, compared to when we were kids, I feel like.
I don't know.
It feels like that.
I just feel like the library's always been this big place. Like,
no.
I remember going in as a kid and being like, whoa, there's a lot of books
I
here.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just like I wasn't into books when I was little like that, maybe, but I remember we had the Scholastic stuff. Remember that?
Oh, the book fair?
And the book
oh,
fair.
That one. I remember.
So they had the book fair where you could go
and
buy.
Oh, somebody said something about that. The books, Scholastic books, like the monthly things you were talking about that we used to get.
Yeah, that you could order a book.
They go order a book and then it'll come in 3-4 weeks kind of thing. Yeah. Those monthly things, apparently homeschoolers could do that. See, I didn't know that. So it's like, and then I'm just like, at our rate,
that.
At our family.
And you submitted it to the teacher and they would come in.
And you'd bring your money in an envelope with your name on it. And then the teacher will will count them all, say how many books of the what books.
And they would get like a box.
And then,
so
when you would see it come in the class, you'd be like, yes, our books are here. And then she'd be like, if you don't behave, you won't get them today. You have to wait for tomorrow. Remember those crafts?
Uh-huh.
That was like.
I remember that not all the kids used to get them.
Oh, yeah.
That was like
3 or 4, maybe.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it's super awkward because they'd be like, yo, let me see a book.
But
you'd be like, yo, but it's brand new. Why are you touching it? Remember that?
Nah, but I mean, I remember there being books like that, but I just feel none of it. Like, there's just so much more.
Maybe.
Like, books. I don't know why I feel like that. Maybe I'm super wrong. but it feels like there's, I don't mean, okay, okay, this is what I mean.
Not, what do you mean?
Okay, so it's not like there wasn't books when we were little.
There's always okay, been books.
I feel like there's more a variety of books.
Yeah.
So different topics and themes and all kinds of stuff.
It's like, not like just looking in the encyclopedia and being like, gem, and it just telling you the definition.
Because no, it was now, like, there was like kids' books. Like, I mean.
But it wasn't like what, I know what you're saying. Like now there's.
Now you could find about like a soccer book of a kid who's growing up in New York or something.
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really specific.
Yeah.
Or like cooking with somebody and.
Oh yeah, like I rented those books about like cooking in India and yeah, Korea.
And I'm like, these books weren't. I'm
no,
like, when we were little, like,
they weren't.
Nah. Like you're telling me.
No,
I don't know. Because if it was, I would have been like, I feel like more like into it. I don't know.
Or maybe,
I don't know.
I was a late bloomer in reading.
Me too. Like, but I and that's why I'm saying it. Like, I feel like if there was,
I just feel like the library always had a ton of books. Oh, you know what? A tip. Talking about library, so. Libraries in Arizona, we have a thing called, and then New York City does too, Culture Pass, where you get, depending on the library, depending on your state,
yeah,
you get a certain amount of tickets to go to certain museums and zoos and exhibits, like art exhibits and stuff. Remember, here in AZ, we got to see the Frida Kahlo one,
yeah,
because of the library pass, so. Depending on what that is, that's also free, and you get to save money there too, because you could go to some of these museums for free.
That's right.
So.
And they also have a reading
program. Oh, summer reading program. They are amazing. I love. So I've lived in Pima County, and I've lived in Maricopa County. In Maricopa County, clearly it's a bigger county,
yeah.
But they have a really dope summer reading program that just ended August 15th. But what you do is you read 1,000 hours and you qualify for different prizes. So we read all the time. So we got state park entrances. We got like free food vouchers. They get free books. The kids
and
order for them.
And this is all just for reading. And I remember they used to have stuff like that when we were little too. Remember we used to get like the free Taco Bell or Pizza Hut kind of stuff?
Yeah, what was that when we would read? Yeah, we would get some kind of credit. Like if we read like 20 minutes a night or like for a full week or something. There was like a prize limit.
I think it wasn't it the school year? And you had to read like a certain amount by the end of the school year, like towards like May or something like that. We would get like.
And you'd get a personal pie.
Like a personal pie and like a free taco from Taco Bell.
Yeah. So like they do that here too.
But different here at the libraries. At the library.
Last year was super dope. Remember we got the Mercury tickets to go see WNBA.
Free WNBA tickets.
Which was amazing because we got to experience it as adults and then we got to experience it with our children and we got to experience it at my favorite price. Free.
$3.99.
And
so the reading list, just for reading, you also get some free stuff, like you're saying.
And the adults.
Like treats,
yeah, so I didn't know I would sign the kids up when they were little. And then one librarian was like, you could sign yourself up if you're reading to them. And you are because they're 2 and 3 mm-hmm. kind of thing, you know. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that. Yeah. So then I signed myself up. And then because we alternate bedtimes and reading and we just read ourselves in general, all 4 of us get.
Yeah.
So, it's free, guys.
That's right.
It doesn't hurt. If you're doing it, you might as well get rewarded for it.
Exactly.
So, that's another tip. Good job. Good idea.
Hey, I think we got several. We've been kicking butt, and this has been a freestyle episode as well, where we just decided, hey, we need to give them another episode. What can we talk about? And homeschooling has been... on the ballot this year. So we're trying to represent it as best as we can. And also, you know, if there are any questions that people may have, any new homeschoolers, old homeschoolers, people thinking about homeschooling, feel free to reach out to us and ask questions, and we'll be happy to help answer or guide you to the answers.
Yeah, you can find me on IG at From Tierra Con Love.
That's right.
And yeah, we'll definitely have no problems sharing our knowledge because sharing is caring, baby.
That's right. And it's important if you're there and you're contemplating, don't be scared. You can do it. We believe in you. It's not as bad as...
As it seems.
These are your kids. You are the parent.
You know them better than anybody else, believe it or not.
That's right. You know them. You're there. You've been there. You put them to bed. They wake up. Feed them. All this kind of stuff. And
if you haven't, like, been able to be there, now's your chance to maybe figure that out. You know?
Yeah.
Use it as a learning experience.
Right.
Connect better, bond better.
And there's nothing more rewarding than raising the future, I think.
Yeah. We're future raisers.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I see it. They're there. All these kids are the future.
As your mom says, we're on our way out, they're on their way in.
That's right. That's exactly right. And with that, you know, we hold kind of a responsibility to ensure that the world that we leave them is a better place, but that seems to not be the case right now. But
let's not get into
that. We're not getting into that one, but the world that we leave them, you know, we hope that it's a better place, but also that that they are hopefully in a better place than we were.
We try to give them a step up.
That's right.
Just a stepping stone to keep going up.
Exactly. I can't think of any more tips right now. My brain fog, but I feel like we've discussed
smash
enough.
This.
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job here today on this
Let
episode.
Us know.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. I can't think of you.
Negatron.
Nah. I think those were some good homeschool tips.
Resources
and things that you can check out. Don't be afraid. You got this. And it's not as bad as it seems. The world is your classroom.
And you are free to do as you please. That even means nighttime schooling. Like, hey, if that works for you, go for it.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's another tip. Hey, look at that. We thought we're down to. The tip is that, you know, you don't have to follow the traditional format of the hours that, you know, the kids got to be up at 8 and they're done by 3. When you're homeschooling, you set the hours.
And it's shorter because it's your child. So you're not teaching 30, you're teaching 1 or 2. Or 1 in one grade and 1 in another grade. However, your works out is a one-on-one ratio.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. That's why it's important also to know, like, the kids and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are just naturally night owls.
Yeah.
You know, some people have natural more energy at night in the evening, after lunch or whatever. People are slower starters. Like, our daughter is a slow starter in the morning.
Yes.
Our son is not.
He's like up and ready
in the morning, but our daughter is a slow starter, and she tends to have more energy later on in the day.
Yes.
And so, like,
we fluctuate our timing.
But paying
of school.
Attention to those things are important, you know. So
yeah, we let our kids have their natural rising.
And that's how we are as adults, right? Some of us wake up early, no problem. Some of us cannot be up,
yes,
you know, before noon. And so
I wish. One day.
No, but you know, that's how people are. And like, you have to understand that, you know, the future is like that too. They're just little adults.
Back to bring it back to homeschooling. You could do at nighttime homeschooling, or you could even do weekend homeschooling. People totally think it just
Monday through Friday.
Guys, it's anytime.
Anytime, any place. That's why I said the world is your classroom. You can do it at all times. It's also not just like a certain time. Like, you know, kids are learning from the time they wake up
to the time they go to bed.
That's right. Exactly. And so, you know, don't feel like you have to sit there in front of a computer screen for 6 hours. Leave that to the public education system right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yikes. Yeah,
it's true, man. Screw that. Nobody wants to hold them. Nobody wants to say anything about it, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What is it? What is Ben Shapiro's line?
Facts don't care about your feelings.
But facts don't care about your feelings.
I think it's terrible that they're doing that to the kids. And, you know, somebody got to say it. And I think
that's a different convo.
Yeah, we'll leave that for another episode when I chew them up.
But
for now, we're going to leave it on homeschooling.
And homeschooling tips and resources. And we hope that you get something out of it. If you got to share, let me know. I will definitely look into it. I'm always trying to learn about more things to do and how to do it.
And if you want me to cook the public education system, let me know too, and I'll do it on a future episode because I got the energy.
This guy, oh my gosh.
It's like, yeah. I mean, I'm a product of the public education system, but it's a joke right now. And I call it how I see it. That's
he's honest. That's who he is.
So we'll do that on a future episode, because I'm getting my my energy up right now and it's getting late and I want to try to unwind a little bit.
Relax.
Whoa, almost dropped my headphones.
See what the public education system does to this man. It hypes him up. But anyways, we're going to leave it on this high note of, I think we gave like a good 6, 7? Yeah. 7, 8 maybe?
I think it was like 7. I'm going to guess 7.
But 7 sounds like a
good
number. It's
under 10, but more than 5.
And it's, if you need more,
and if you
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, but thank you for listening. Till next time, Lago out.
Ale out.
Ciao, Piscout.
Ciao.